Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to the channel. Welcome to the 6 p.m. video. On Mondays, we give our top picks for both the U.S. and for Canada, and we're going to do that tonight as well. But I need you to be aware of a big report that's coming out 8:30 a.m. tomorrow, the CPI report, the Consumer Price Index, which looks at inflation. I personally think that inflation may come in a little warmer than anticipated, but I've talked a lot about that on my live streams as well as in videos. You can go back in time and take a look. I honestly think that the market is due for a pullback, and I think that we are just a little warmer than anticipated. That's all. And the Fed right now is walking a tightrope of when they are going to start cutting interest rates. I think this most recent rally is talking about the Fed, and they said they were going to cut three times, and this has been really moving the market higher. But at some point in time, the market's going to have to pull back. As a matter of fact, let's get right into the software. Looking at the VVC or VectorVest composite, which tracks the move of over 9,000 stocks, this market has been rocking and rolling. And ever since November, pretty much of last year, when the Fed says they're going to anticipate three rate cuts, boom, market took off. The market's looking good and the market's rocking and rolling. AI, chips, semiconductors, all that stuff has been pushing the market higher. But what's recently pushing the market higher right now, it's going to be the small dollar, small cap stocks. People with the fear of missing out, all of those stocks that have risen so much, they're looking at the low dollar stocks to get in to still take advantage of this upturn in the market. But now I'm looking at what's going on, a little bit of dark cloud cover, some follow through, and with the anticipated report, which I think is going to be a little warmer, not going to call it hotter, a little warmer than what's anticipated, that could be the catalyst for the market to pull back, a much needed pullback in the market at this time. Folks, I don't know which way it's going to go, and I hope you appreciate the frank nature of the stocks that I'm going to give you today in regards to the U.S. market. I don't think there's anybody out there who absolutely knows which way it's going to go, but I've got my feeling that it's going to be a little warmer than anticipated, and it could be the catalyst of the market pulling back. So I'm going to prepare you on both sides. But again, I am not going to push an agenda saying, yeah, the market's going to go down. Oh, man, the market's going to go up. I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to make money in the market, thus the picks for this week. Now, another reason why I think the market is poised, I'm going to go to the viewers tab, and I'm going to look at my picks for last week, 3-4 of 2024, my top weekly picks, really good quality stocks. Now, if I do a quick test of all of these stocks, and NVIDIA is in here, which took a big hit, but guess what? Over the week, NVIDIA still eked out a gain, so did SMCI. Other stocks like KMT down over 10%, CLS down over 8%, Celsius, which has been a hot stock, down over 1%, to come in at 3.5% to the downside on these good quality stocks, which tells me that the market is losing steam, losing momentum, and that the CPI report could add to that. So what am I going to do for you this week? This week, I'm going to give you contra ETFs, straight up. All right, straight up give you contra ETFs. Now, the primary wave did flash a slight down today, and it moved back up. If I go to the homepage, VectorVest advocates caution when buying stocks at this time. We have a lot of red. Again, the primary wave went back up. But when we've got all three colors being represented in a six-day snapshot, the market's having a truly hard time to determine which way it wants to go. So I am giving you contra ETFs going into the report for tomorrow and my stocks for the week. I still think that we have some downside to continue on. I'm going to give you a bonus pick. If the market does take off like a bird tomorrow because inflation comes in cooler, I'm going to give you one bullish stock to take advantage of, and that's going to be the TQQQ. That is the super bullish for the NASDAQ, which has been the hot industry for the last month or so, or even more than that. That's what I'm going to give you as a play. So
This is how I want you to play it. If the CPI comes in cooler than expected, the TQQQ should take off. But if it comes in warmer than expected, then I definitely want you to take a look at these contra ETFs, which on a down day today are doing very well. I think we have more extended downside going into tomorrow based upon the CPI report. So again, if it comes in cooler than expected, look at the TQQQ. If it does come in warmer than expected, I'm preparing you with the contra ETFs. All right, that's on the U.S. side. Now, let's go over to the Canadian side. A little different over there, right? Looking at a lot more yellow and a lot more green. Primary wave up today on a down day. The TSX Venture and the VVC are both down, where the TSX Composite is up. But we tend to know that the VV Canada tends to follow right behind the U.S. market. I'm going to go to the graphs, and you know, I'm looking at the same thing. This has been a tremendous up move in the Canadian market. A couple of down days. Friday was a down day. A little bit of indecision today. Our indicators like the buy to sell ratio and RT are starting to turn over, whereas the MTI is still ticking higher. So we're not at a level of being overbought in the Canadian market, but I am watching the other indicators as this market is moving up. A little less stocks are becoming buy recommendations. RT tells me that the market's in an uptrend, but starting to turn over a little bit. So for you, your stocks, going to the viewers, looking at 311. Let's go to 3-4. Let's go see what your top picks look like from 3-4. Let's go 3-4. Good stocks, good high quality stocks. Let's go back to 3-4. Let's go see what your stocks, top stocks did from last week. We'll do a quick test. And you, again, another down, not a ton. Three out of the five stocks did go up. CLS went down, MDA went down. But NVIDIA, which took a big hit last week, still eked out a gain. So I'm still seeing that the market is showing me some signs of getting that, you know, we're ready for a pullback. Now, for you, your stocks, I'm giving you four contra ETFs to take a look at. Now, I am going to go to the Unisearch tool, and I'm going to go to best performing ETFs. Let's go see. I'm going to run you one here as well. If the market does have a cooling of inflation, Bitcoin, interesting, is up a lot, has been. Bitcoin, looks like Bitcoin is the big mover in your market. So I'm going to go to Bitcoin ETF, EBIT. I like the ETFs for Bitcoin rather than just trying to get into just the miners or whatever. But that's probably going to be, and it's optionable, that's probably going to be my one pick for you if inflation is cooling. But if inflation comes in a little warmer, these contras are doing well. One is flat, but how about HND, natural gas bear, up 6% today. All right, so with that being said, folks, I wanted to be very frank about the stocks that I gave you. I am not going to sit here and tell you that I can identify everything and tell you that exactly what's going to go up, what's going to go down. I'd rather be frank and let you know that I'm not exactly sure, but I have a sense, a thinking, my insight says that we have some more downside. The market needs it. The market needs it. And inflation, you know, I think that people are still feeling the effects of inflation, and it is what it is. I think it comes in just a little warmer, not hot, a little warmer than anticipated, and it helps to push the market down. Folks, if you're brand new to the channel and you like this insight, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to be alerted to when new videos like this come out. And folks, if you appreciate the frankness behind the analysis, make sure you hit the like button. Let me know that you like the video and let me know what you think prior to the CPI report coming out tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation. One of the most important books that I've ever read in regards to the stock market was written by our founder, Dr. Bart DeLitto, the founder of VectorVest. The name of the book is called Stock Strategies and Common Sense. It will give you everything that you need to know about how the market works, the cycles, how to value stocks, and it's very well presented so that you can better understand and get a better understanding of how the market works. Folks, you simply need to go to www.vectorvest.com/YTBook to get your free edition of Stock Strategies and Common Sense. Folks, you want to do that right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.